Okay.
All right. You ready? We'll just try every door.
It wasn't any in the front.
Right.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
How's it going?
Hi. I have a truck to pick up. It's a white Ford M450 I've had here for about 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's going about.
So, yeah. What do you think is wrong with the turbo?
Nothing?
Okay, so one of the things is when I'm running it, so two of the reasons why I thought something's wrong with the turbo is one is two separate people complain and say, oh, your turbo's not working right, and two, the boost gauge is not ever reading anything but zero.
So that could be a gauge cluster issue.
Uh-huh.
From 99 to 2012, they all have issues with gauge clusters. So,
oh.
When I drove it, it seemed like it was building boost fine.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So as far as you're concerned, the turbo is working fine.
Yep.
And now the, okay, so let's see what else we, okay, so we don't have to, any more discussion on the turbo then?
Not that I look.
What would we have to do to fix the gauge cluster thing?
So I have a company that rebuilds them for $300. I pull it out, they take it, They bring it back in a couple days, I put it back in.
What's your name?
Jimmy.
Jimmy, okay, so, all right, let's see.
So you're here more often than he is?
I'm here every day.
Okay, so how's he doing?
Yeah, because we've been here like 2 or 3 different times and nobody was here.
So I'm dealing with kidney failure, so I leave for dialysis.
Oh, you leave for dialysis. Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought Bob was leaving for dialysis.
So he's at home recovering from getting a pacemaker and other surgeries.
Oh, goodness. Oh, so, you're the one having dialysis.
So how are you doing?
Yeah, how are you doing?
That's serious.
Today I'm doing all right. Tomorrow could be a different story.
Oh, boy.
Is it one of those things where you can possibly get better?
Nope. I had to do a kidney transplant.
Oh,
are you on your waiting list?
I am almost on the list.
Oh. I hope everything goes.
Okay.
So,
are we done with the turbo?
So, the squeal
that
you guys hear is an exhaust leak. So the exhaust manifold on the passenger side, back cylinder, the bolt broke.
Uh-huh.
And it's really common on the exhaust
manifold.
The bolts
broke on both sides, right? I think the bolt's broken on the other side.
I didn't see one on the other side, but I noticed the squeal and everything stuck in the passenger side.
On the backmost cylinder.
Yeah, number 7.
Yeah.
Number 7.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought. Okay. Let's see, how much would it cost just to remove the bolt?
See, that's kind of a gray area. So it could take me just a couple hours, or it could cost 6 to 10 hours if you're drilling and everything else to get the bolt out.
Oh, that's like, when you say drilling, that's like drilling and using an Uzi up, something like that, or? Now, have you heard of the method where somebody said you weld a washer on there and then a nut and then drive that out?
That's my first attempt to do.
You do that first and then if that doesn't work, you use the Easy Out.
I have a special kit that bolts to the head and it has a guide that I drill into to make sure it's dead nuts, because if it's not, I could be drilling into a water jacket or...
I understand.
Oh, so you gotta drill straight.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay, so at worst it would be 10 hours?
So at worst, you're probably out.
Okay, and that's $10,000?
Mm-hmm. That's, so your rates are $200 an hour, or, mm-hmm. okay, for anything done here.
Yep.
Okay. Now you've done this before, this yep. particular thing before, and it has it gone to 10 hours before?
No.
Okay, but you're just.
That's ballpark. That's the worst case scenario.
Worst case scenario. What's typical?
Typical about 4 to 6 hours.
4 to 6 hours. Okay, and then
now as far as doing stuff like that, is there anything? Okay, see, we're really not made out of money, unfortunately, and so is there anything we can do, like, to take stuff off to make it to lower, possibly look like, you know, like the fender and everything, to lower the bill?
No, so that literally all I do is take the wheel well out and I start tearing it apart.
Okay, just the wheel.
So if we took the wheel well out, that would help.
No, that's literally just 30. That's like a minute and a half of my work.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So
that's just the.
Now here's another question: is like, if the bolt was taken out and then a new bolt was put in, would it maybe like take care of the problem slowly?
So the reason why the bolts break is because of the warping of the exhaust manifold.
Uh-huh.
And obviously number 7 gets a lot of heat, and so it warps the most. But what I do is I loosen all the bolts, and then I replace those 2 bolts, and then I tighten it back up.
Oh.
To where I'm not tightening against it, I'm tightening it all back together.
Okay, so that 10 hours is to take care of the whole problem?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Because I have to take the manifold off. Get that bolt out, put it back on.
Oh.
Does that involve a cab up or?
No.
No. Oh, okay, good question.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I had another question. So, when I was driving here, on the way over here,
mm-hmm.
you know how the thing says, hey, I'm getting ready to do a regen.
Mm-hmm.
And then it says, okay, I'm doing a regen now.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened was first it said, hey, I'm doing a regen. And then it said, okay, I'm doing a regen now.
Mm-hmm.
And then it said, okay, regen's complete. And then about a half a second later, said, hey, I'm doing regen.
So with that, so it has to have so many different parameters to do a regen. It has to have correct oil temp, correct coolant temp. It has to have correct drive time. So with all those different variables, it has to stay that temperature too. And it wants a consistent RPM. It has to be 2,500 RPMs or more. So 90% of the time, if you're constant on 2,500 RPMs and the same amount of throttle for about 30 seconds, it'll try to, but then once you let off and start going into stop traffic, it's not going to.
Okay, so I live by the highway. So
mm-hmm.
if I'm living by the highway with no stoplights whatsoever, what is like the best way to drive to like fire this off and get it done?
So if it's having an issue with regen, 90% of the time it will do it on the freeway. And a good 20-minute drive on the freeway is perfect.
Okay, 20, and how do I know? Another thing I noticed that I was paying attention to the engine temperature, and it wasn't going up at all. Would regen make it go up?
About 15 degrees. The normal.
So you wouldn't hardly notice it on a gauge?
No.
So does it like billow smoke when it's doing it properly?
It might, just a tiny bit, depending on how dirty the DPF is.
Oh, okay. Oh, and then another question is, there were several times, it hasn't done this in the last like 4 or 5 times, but on 2 separate times I was driving it, and then all the gauges would like monkey shit, and then the truck just died, and it would not start, and then I would have to unplug the battery for an hour and then plug it back in, and then it would be just like normal, like nothing happened.
See, I'd have to diagnose that.
Huh?
I'd have to diagnose that.
Oh, I thought the diagnosis was, I thought the what would
happen. I didn't see.
Oh, okay.
That didn't happen with me.
Okay.
Now, how much would it cost As far as the issues we're having with the regeneration, that style of diagnostic, just the diagnostic to see why it's doing all that.
My diagnostic is 140.
And that the one you're talking about has not been done, right?
No, because most of these problems weren't brought to my attention.
Oh, okay. So therefore this diagnostic was different than.
So a GPF and then it dying was never brought to my attention.
Okay. Yeah.
We only wanted to
focus on the other things.
On the turbo and the squeal.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So that has been done.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. And but we can actually have that done for 140.
Yes.
And it'll tell us what's going on with the DPF.
Yes.
Okay, on the system, because there's a lot of different variables going on. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, so let's see. I'm gonna just go through my notes real quick. Let's see. Okay. Okay, so what we're wanting to do is, so we just want to sell this thing, and we want to have a kind of a write up, something that says what the problems are and a rough estimate, and that'd be part of part of our package that we sell. That's kind of what we're paying
for. Is it okay
if
we can have that printed off when I pay?
I have it ordered out on the invoice, yeah.
Oh, okay,
cool.
Good.
All right.
I guess anything else I can go ahead and settle up right now.
Yeah, and I'm going to go through the notes.
It'll take me a minute to write it up.
No problem.
Yeah.
We're in no hurry. Now, have you heard of trucks just completely dying?
So that could be an electrical issue or it could be a mechanical issue.
The only thing I did was that maybe at one time I think I made sure that the computer plug-in was pushed in properly. And then I haven't had any problems since then, but there's no standard thing that causes this. Somebody said that if my DPF was completely clogged, it'll do that too?
That I've never heard of.
Okay, all right, okay.
Okay.
All right. Rachel, what was his name again?
I don't know.
I got it on the recording. I'm kind of thinking I might maybe want him to work on the squeal.
All right.
It's kind of, because I mean, at worst, if you had to add another $2,000, you don't have a scary truck anymore.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. Yeah, we'll just have a discussion when we get back. All right.
Yeah. I might want to do a regen run. No, not today.
chat?
No.
Okay.
What is it?
It's just fun talking here.
Okay. Are you good with everything so far?
Yeah.
You're good with everything?
Especially with this stuff in Turbo.
That's
very
pretty
nice.
Cool.
That's very
exciting. Now, if I'm not getting any boost, how do I tell that the turbo is working or not working? Is there any indicator? So you were listening to the turbo, and it was, yeah. I've had it apart, and it freewheels and everything, so, you know, so. But some people just said that it wasn't working.
Yeah, no, you can hear it, you can feel it in the acceleration.
Oh, I'm not that sensitive. Richard, I might put Easy OBD on it and see, because that might tell me, you know, that'll read gauges. I mean,
I didn't know it can do that.
Well, it reads, it's like a different channel of reading gauges, and it may have a PID on turbo boost. So I'll give that a whirl. What's up?
No, I was just going to say, we just don't let him, you just let him.
Oh, okay.
What name am I?
Richard Maross, MROSS.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so my diagnosis. The only thing.
Is this okay with you, Richard?
What else do you want me to put on there? Because the only thing I diagnosed was the squeal on the turbo.
Oh, okay.
So, and then if you guys wanted me to do a manual regen, if it was possible, I would make the truck do a regeneration.
Okay. That's using like the red box thing?
Yep.
And that's $100 for that?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
But I just put it on here, diagnostics only.
Had I asked for that, would I have been able to get that for the $140?
No.
Oh, it would have been more.
That would be another diagnostic chart.
Yeah, it's different diagnostics.
Okay, I see.
Now, your ad says you guys clean DPFs?
So, we take them off. There's a local company that cleans them, chemical and pressurized water. And then their success rate is about 96%. We put it back on. And then
you got. How about if I hand you the DPF? Because we actually have several exhaust systems that we bought off of Craigslist.
And, the one that's on there right now, let me talk a little bit, because go ahead, finish.
It's just, so if I was to bring in the DPF unit, that's
still $600.
Oh, still $600. Oh, okay. All right.
So yeah, I had one, I like soaked it in like muriatic acid for like a week and hosed it off, and for like, I had like 40 flashes on this thing. But then I put it back on, and I only didn't put, like, since I drove it here, I hadn't put more than like 20 miles on the truck since I cleaned
it.
And it then it started to do a regen. Does that mean I just did a shitty job of cleaning it?
No, just the process on cleaning those just is a little bit more complex with the pneumonia and all that. Reacts different, so.
Oh, okay. Now, your gut feeling, just shooting from the hip, what do you think we should sell this truck for?
The truck market right now is so backwards, I honestly don't know.
Okay, you have no opinion whatsoever.
When you say backwards, that means it's going, like...
Well, you can buy an 05 F-350 for $5,000 running the driving right now. And you try to buy a 93 F550 or F350 for, you can't get one at less than $10,000. And then you try to go anywhere from 2008 and 2014, you're paying maybe $15,000.
But do you think we could sell this thing for $6,000?
Yeah.
Easy?
Yeah.
I mean, would we be able to sell it for $8,000 easy? As it is.
You can probably add 10 and walk away with maybe 6 to 8.
Oh, okay. All right.
So.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Hey, thanks a lot. Thank you. And, all right. I guess I can't think of anything else. You got your coffee? Oh, this guy, this.
Did you already pay or?
I gotta pay. I gotta pay, yeah.
After taxes is $148.40.
Okay. You ever watch that show, Diesel Brothers?
I do.
Do you remember the one where they had an old...
Signature?
Yeah. Oh, this is like this.
Just do a triple.
Or 5280. Yeah, they had one where they brought in a... like a 90s Dodge, an old Dodge, and it happened to be like the, I guess they call it the holy grail of motors. It was a six-cylinder Cummins.
12-valve?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I've heard somebody say that they take their DPF out and they pump a hole through the filter so that it wouldn't regen anymore. It's just like bypassing the filter. Would that truck even run after that? I mean, would the computer
throw codes?
Huh?
It'll just throw codes.
Oh, it will throw codes because of the pressure's not right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Okay.
All right. Come on.
Thanks.
Yep.
Hey, thank you.
You guys have a good day.
Okay, this is the way out. Yeah. All right.
No, that's that way.
This way. Oh, okay.
Oh, there it is. Okay. Oh, I need. You have the keys, Richard?
Huh? No, get the keys.
Oh, yeah.
That looks like it.
Okay. That's ours or your paper?
This is my paper.
Okay. All right.
Have a good day.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right.
And I forget, on that page with the bulk, you said like the best case you could possibly like, maybe like if it was really friendly, it could be like down to 2 hours of service?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Yep.
Okay, I should have asked him.
Huh?
Oh, look, feral cats.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, you take off and I'll just come right behind you.
Okay. Okay, I'm gonna give you a phone. Oh, there it is. It's in the box.
I think I could probably answer.
Let me just see if I can. Can dial you.
Is it ready to be answered right now? Or?
Just see if it goes. Hang on.
Yeah.
Okay.